You are listening to New Life in Christ, a life-transforming message from the book, The Gospel They Don't Preach, by Evangelist Odins. Listen and remain blessed.
New life in Christ. What is the new life we're talking about? It is giving your life to Christ and accepting Him as your personal Lord and Savior. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." There are some people who interpret this section of the Bible to mean that the moment they give their life to Christ, the idols in their father's house have automatically passed away. They think that when they give their life to Christ, their evil foundation, covenants, or generational curses have all passed away, or that they are no longer possessed by demons because those things have all passed away. My dear brethren, what the Bible is talking about is the old things refer to your sinful nature. The sinful nature have passed away. The mistakes you made in the past have passed away, but not the generational curses or foundational issues. The new creation speaks to your spirit man. Your spirit is instantly regenerated, disconnected from Adam's sin and reconnected to God. However, your mind, your physical lineage, your earthly circumstances do not get born again instantly. They must be renewed. Think of it like a new driver taking over an old car. The driver, your spirit man, is brand new and perfect. But the car, your life foundation or history, might still have dents and mechanical issues from the previous owner, the devil. The new driver must now drive that car into the repair shop of the Holy Spirit to fix those old issues. Your family problem did not automatically pass away. What passed away is your sin. Jesus forgives your sins and gives you a new life. And you are now living a new life in Christ. Therefore, whoever is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. You cannot become a new creation if you have not given your life to Jesus. How then do you get rid of those foundational issues, causes, or problems in your family and life? It happens after you have given your life to Christ. Once you become a new creation, you gain the right to speak to those mountains. You can say, "Oh yeah, mountain, you remove," because you have given your life to Him who is able to remove every mountain and set you free. To those who believe in Him, He has given the power to become the children of God. John chapter 1, 12 to 13. When you become a child of God, He gives you the power to rebuke the devil. The Bible says, "Submit yourselves to God, rebuke the devil, and he shall flee from you." James chapter 4, verse 7. Many Christians try to use the second part of the verse, "Resist the devil," without obeying the first part, "Submit yourselves to God." Spiritual warfare operates on a chain of command. You cannot rebel against God by living in sin and expect the devil to obey your command. The authority to make the devil flee does not come from your voice or your volume. It comes from your submission to God. When you are fully submitted to God, you wear His authority like a badge. When the devil sees that badge, he doesn't run from you. He runs from God standing behind you. However, if you are still living in sin, there is no way you can rebuke your father, the devil. You belong to your father, the devil, if you live in sin. John chapter 8, verse 44. In the spiritual realm, there is no such thing as an orphan. You are either a child of God or a child of the devil. Paternity detects inheritance. If the devil is your father, you inherit his curses and his destruction. If God is your father, you inherit his peace and power. You can only become an enemy of the devil if you leave him and let Jesus become your father. That is when the mountain will leave. That is when foundational issues will go away in the name of Jesus. By faith, by fasting and prayer, through righteousness and God's mercy. When these problems leave, it does not mean they stop existing in history. It means they stop disturbing you. You will no longer be affected because you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Righteousness is a shield. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 6. And God protects the righteous, not just the most prayerful. Psalm 37, 39 to 40. We often treat prayer as an offensive weapon, but we forget that righteousness is our defensive armor. When you live righteously, you give the enemy no legal landing strip to park his problems in your life. Jesus Christ said, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. If you do not come, you will not receive rest. You can only receive rest when you come to him. Therefore, coming to him is the first thing. You become a new creation first. And then you have the privilege to pray and ask for whatever you want in his name, and it will be granted to you. Giving your life to Christ is the first step. It is redeeming your soul from destruction. That is when you start the real work. For salvation comes before absolute deliverance. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, work out your salvation. When Paul says, work out your salvation, he is using language similar to mining for gold. The gold here is your salvation, but you must dig it out to see the value. In the context of deliverance, this means the potential for total freedom is deposited in you when you accept Jesus Christ. But the manifestation of that freedom requires your participation. Now that you have been saved, redeemed, and received, you must work towards your salvation and deliverance in every single area of your life, the same way you work at your daily job. New life in Christ means letting go of the sinful life. Jesus washes away your sinful nature, makes you clean, makes you righteous, and makes you presentable unto his Father. He gives you the right to become a child of God. Then you have the right to rebuke the devil and the power to pray. When you pray, he answers you because you are in him, he is in you. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. John chapter 15, verse 7. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So, when you are in Christ, you are no longer condemned by your old self. The devil will not have any reason to condemn you, judge you, or deprive you of the things that Christ has prepared for you. Becoming a child of God is the first step to overcoming your foundational issues, marital issues, evil covenants, and other struggles. God is ready to take that problem and that pain. However, you must be patient with the process. You may have been in the world for a long time, and just as you gradually went deep into sin, your deliverance from the problems accumulated during that time is often a journey. Do not always expect a quick miracle the moment you give your life to Christ. Everything carries its own consequences, creating both physical and spiritual complications. But rest assured, God will deliver you from them all as you continue in righteousness. While some demons may leave instantly at the mention of his name, others are stubborn. As Jesus taught, there are some obstacles that require a higher level of prayer, fasting, and consecrated living to be fully uprooted. As you persist in your devotion, he will clear all the bushes in your life and on your path. Let us pray. Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, today I surrender my life fully to you. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. And I believe that you died on the cross at Calvary to set me free from all sin. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a new life, making me a new creation, and washing away my sinful nature. I ask for the power to work out my salvation, the wisdom to walk in your ways, and the spiritual authority to uproot every stronghold, foundational issues, and every evil tradition in my lineage. Grant me the grace to live a righteous, holy life that honors you. Father, remove every obstacle, clear every bush and mountain from my path, and give me the rest you promised. I stand today in the victory of Jesus Christ, confident that you are my refuge, my strength, and my deliverer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Download more messages at www.evangelistodience.com. You can also follow Evangelist Odience on social media at Evangelist Odience. Thank you and remain blessed.